The views expressed on the following program are designed to amplify those of the speaker and not necessarily those of KAAM, DJRD Broadcasting, or its sponsors.
And now for something completely different.
Here's what's coming up this hour on Today's Experience. It's wild and wonderful. What's going to happen? We have no idea. So let's sit back and enjoy the ride. Can I get a Wowzer Bowser Wednesday? Because God is in charge of this crazy bus called the Christian Journey. First up, we need to be aware of how to save our brains. Yeah, by that I mean we need to know where to put our hearts and our minds before they slip. Next, in baseball, we have the call of being safe when the runner beats the throw. In faith, we have the greatest coach ever, and he gives instructions for how we should be safe. And finally, that hunger inside of you, that longing inside of you, is no mistake on your part or on God's. You can tell you are just not home yet.
David Spoon's life has been an experience. While growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn towards drug abuse. Then David Spoon found Jesus Christ, and his life completely changed. The more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experiences with others. After 35 years of ministry, David discovered a new path of service. He joined KAAM, and this radio program began. You're about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience. Local, national, and heavenly talk. Here's what else we're looking at during the show. Lessons for surviving, living, and prevailing. Politics, entertainment, and current events. As though there's not a lot of that going on. Yikes. Personal revelations, spiritual observations, my life's insanities, and oy vey, so much more. Hey, we're asking you, what do you think? Three ways you can get a hold of us. That might be the word ways. I'm not sure. Three ways, three ways. What do you think? Is that close? It's kind of like...
That's a wee bit close.
It's a wee bit close to the way, right? But not quite to the way. I'm a little bit far away from the way by doing the wee.
Yes.
Okay. This is professional radio at its finest. You all have a can. It's attached to a string, and it all comes into here with the big can. Yeah, I'm just going to leave that alone right there. You can email us, david@hemustincrease.org. If you do email us, it will actually show up on my screen, david@hemustincrease.org. You can text us, 214-210-8483. That's 214-210-8483, live during the show. Isn't that fun? You can also call in. Now, here's where I want you to get. If you call in 972-445-0770, it's like somebody just made you a lobster dinner with garlic mashed potatoes and homemade bread and drawn butter. That's what happens. That's what it feels like. That's the sensation you're going to get if you call 972-445-0770, because T will answer the phone. That's what it'll be like. And then when she turns you over to me, it's just like the waiter bringing that to you and tripping and having all that stuff fall on the floor. That's all. It's very simple. We do this for a couple of different reasons. You can reach out to us, prayer requests. Now, we know, and we've been praying for Al and his son Ryan, and I'm going to mention it again. He texted me this morning, so he's giving me updates, which is what I need, because that helps us to know how to pray. So Ryan, 21-year-old boy, he's got Down syndrome, and he's having a tough time relaxing and being calm so that they can give him his medicines, and that's what we need. And we need that, and we need a faith boost for Al, because when you sit there and you look at your child and your child's in the hospital and you're just like, it's hard. Let's not say anything else. Let's not be weird about it. Let's not be fake Christians and, oh, don't confess or this or that, whatever. No, when you look at something and it's hard, it's hard. You look right at it. Jesus wept for the pain of his people. Okay, so it's one of those things, you get it. But you also bring that same pain to the Lord, and we bring it in faith, by faith, on behalf of Al and Ryan, and we ask for a petition. It's the exact same thing for Gary. I want to point that out. He's going through a tough time. We do the exact same thing. You don't have to pray 6 hours, but you can mention Gary in prayer and ask the Lord to bring healing into his life and strength into his life. And that's true for every person that calls and asks for a request. Okay? Not a lot of time, but a moment of commitment. It's not that difficult to do. And so I'd encourage you, that's for prayer requests. That's one way you get in touch with us. For praise reports, something the Lord is doing in your life, something the Lord is teaching you, something he's even sharing with you or opening up your eyes to, you're always welcome to share that. I think it's great. I think people have kind of get a weirdness like, well, it's got to be an official person that tells me something that God does. Well, that's not what the scripture says. It says to the law and to the testimonies. So you go both. That's in Isaiah. And so the bottom line there is we want people to be able to share as well things that are going on in their lives. Plus, if there's something you want to comment on, I know there's a lot going on. I understand there's a lot going on, but when you hear what I have to say today, it may bring some calm to the winds and the waves. That's what we're hoping for. That's the purpose of the show, to be encouraging and to be strengthening. And then additionally, of course, we do Bible trivia for those that are feeling particularly ready, sharpen your brains. Just put your brain in a pencil sharpener, sharpen your brain. I don't know how that's going to work, but try it. In what book of the Bible do you find the words, there is no new thing under the sun? There is no new thing under the sun. Nothing new. If you want to call in, you can call in. If you want to text in, you can text in. If you want to email in, you can email in. Keep in mind, any topic is open for conversation because it's not professional radio. It's just radio. It's a cross between Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, and Focus on the Family, the David Spoon Experience. So buckle up, little campers. Here we go. Right. Okay, so that is something that I got to do. So T, just help me out, because yesterday I forgot to give the answer to the trivia question before I exited. Wasn't it nice of me? I got so caught up. I was like, oh, I'm into the teaching. So I do want to give the answer for yesterday. Yesterday's trivia question before we exited was, who did God bury? Who did he bury? And the answer was Moses. And that answer is in Deuteronomy 34, 5 through 6. And it's a good thing, because the children of Israel would have just worshipped his bones. So that would have been a bad deal. Altogether. Okay, now we're on this other one, and now we have a caller, so now I'm caught up. Thank you, T. I'd have forgot that without your help. Okay, here we go. This is David. Who am I talking to?
This is Gary.
Hey, Gary. How are you?
Well, I'm here.
Hanging in there, right? That's, you know, yeah. What? As long as you don't just say to me, I'm fine. Everything's fine. It's fine. No, it's not. It's hard, but that's why we join in prayer. I mean, that's part of it, right?
Yes.
That is part of our joint struggle. We carry one another's burdens and so fulfill the law of Christ. All right. In what book of the Bible do you find the words, there's no new thing under the sun?
I believe it's in Proverbs.
Okay. So I'm going to move you a little bit further. I want you to move to the one book that's after Proverbs. Think about that one book that's after Proverbs, where the writer seemed to be kind of losing his mind when he was writing.
Ecclesiastes.
That's correct, sir!
I knew it was one of them. I knew it was one.
Yeah, and the idea is you get to understand. It's pretty interesting, actually, if you get into the study of Ecclesiastes. It's not that Solomon, who wrote that at a high point. Because there's a lot of stuff in there that he's like, you know, oh, yeah, this is this. I mean, that's what he's saying. But he's trying to work through his own processes. And it's really amazing, because there's no new thing under the sun. But he didn't know about Jesus, did he? So in that same context, there is new, because Revelation 21:5, God is making all things new. But for him, and in that moment, in that time, there's nothing new. It's all the same old stuff, and I think we use terms of that in our own conversation. So I want you to keep us posted. Don't hesitate to ever call in on a question, and don't hesitate to post me personally on just how your progress is going, so we can know what to pray, okay?
I just keep praying for me, and I prayed for all of you today.
I appreciate that, my brother. I really do. God bless you for that.
Okay, thank you.
All right, bye-bye. All right. Great way to start our show. That's what we want. We want that kind of community. And when we get into, by the way, Monday we'll start the extra time, and I've shared with T. It's going to be a little bit different format in the first half, the first half hour, but then the next hour is going to be just the same. Show's going to roll the way it's always been rolling. Let me get into this because I think we've covered everything, and I want to cover this because I only have, you know, like 3-4 minutes to start this off. Let me start off with Colossians chapter 3, verse 1 through 2. Since then, you have been raised with Christ. Set your hearts on things above, where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God. Set your mind on things above, not on earthly things. So this command that comes out of Colossians, which, by the way, if you ever want to really understand Christology, which is the study of Jesus Christ, and look at the deity and the humanity of Jesus, Colossians is your book. I mean, I'm just telling you right now, that is loaded with Christology. Here's the key in this. The passage tells us to recognize that our hearts need to be where Jesus is, okay? Our hearts need to be towards the heaven. Unless there's a misunderstanding, they give you, I mean, Paul gives you a geographical, not a geographical, but a pinpoint location, I would say, and that's seated at the right hand of God. In other words, get your mind, get your heart on Jesus. Set the things above. And what he's saying in this text, so you can understand, is we've got to look past the natural view. Many of you are going, what are you, crazy? No, there's a practicality to 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7, which says we live by faith and not by sight. By sight is the natural view. It's not that you don't have a natural view. It's not that you don't see circumstances. In fact, Romans chapter 4 explains to us in depth that Abraham looked at his circumstances. He saw his circumstances. He didn't avoid it. He didn't have a blind eye to it. But what he did was he then inserted his faith into that, his faith in God and in God's ability to change the circumstance. And one of the things this text is telling us is we need to set our hearts on things above where Christ is. In other words, we need to find Jesus in it. Hey, whatever you're going through, got to find Jesus in it. You're thinking, well, there's a lot of personal turmoil in my life. Got to find Jesus in it. And you think, well, there's a lot of personal turmoil in my company. Got to find Jesus. There's a lot of personal turmoil while I'm driving down the freeway. Got to find Jesus. You're not going to get a different answer because that's the answer. And then he tells you how to do that. He says, since we've been raised with Christ, set your heart on things above where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. Set your mind on things above, not on earthly things. The way that we seek something is we set our mind to it. We direct our thoughts there. And so it's not name it and claim it or think it and positive thinking. It's thinking with Jesus. I can't say that any clearer. Think with Jesus. Look at it, and they'll go, all right, now what does it look like with Jesus in the middle of it? It's amazing how much that changes any circumstance. Gonna take our break and then come back. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Short break, we'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
The David Spoon Experience.
There was a pastor, now I use that word with some reservation, having been involved in ministry and having the privilege of planting 7 churches throughout the United States and having 3 separate ordinations, I have a tremendous amount of respect for people who commit their lives into ministry. But whenever there's somebody on television or anywhere else that is a nut job, then I just call it like I see it. Okay, that's what I call it. Call it like I see it. On the Sean Hannity show, roughly about 2 weeks ago, a reverend, so-called Reverend Oliver White was on the show, and Reverend Wright said this, and I'm going to repeat it because some of these things are just unbelievable. He said that Jesus was wrong about marriage. At least he didn't have the audacity to say he never said anything about marriage. He said Jesus was wrong about marriage and that marriage should be more than between a man and a woman. And then he proceeded to say this statement, ladies and gentlemen. He said this. Now, this isn't even the thing that's irritating. Then he proceeded to say this. If Jesus were alive today, he said, he would say, I didn't know it all. Now, this is a man who's supposed to be representing Jesus Christ as a minister. This guy's no minister. And if you want to say, well, that's judging, I'll take that judgment all day long. All day long, I'll take that judgment, no matter what anybody says. Here's a guy that says two things. One, Jesus was wrong about marriage. Two, if Jesus were alive today, any person who proclaims or professes to be a minister of the gospel of Jesus Christ and questions whether Jesus Christ is alive today or not is not a minister, but a false teacher. I don't care. I don't care if you like it. I don't care if you think that's mean. That's irrelevant. Facts are facts. And here's the thing that just overwhelms me. This overwhelms me, ladies and gentlemen. Any person who is in public office, now this goes with this, all three of these things go together. Any person who is in public office who changes their convictions about same-sex marriage because another family member has made a decision to go into the lifestyle of being gay or lesbian, any person who changes their convictions, their biblical Christian convictions, based on another family member changing their status into a gay or lesbian lifestyle, and then that person then changes their Bible convictions to accommodate their family member, is not fit to be a Christian. That's right. I said it. Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Lest you think that I was just rambling on there, I have actually been disassociated with my family because of my very positions of biblical truth. And here's the response to that. Tough. They don't got a heaven to put me in. I don't care. And you think, well, that's just really cold-hearted. Now, see, I know one day I'm going to die, okay? And I'm going to meet God. And I don't want God to go, what's the dealios, Dave? I'm not interested. I'm not interested in hearing that kind of phraseology when I face God.
Praise the Lord.
That's right. I want to hear, come on in, you know, come on down. The price was right. It was the blood of Jesus Christ. All right. Here we go. Getting into our next trivia. Yeah, I like how we did that. That was very good. Next part of our trivia is, of course, brought to you by our excellent sponsor, Coach and Texas Hair King. Before we get there, I do want to point out to you a couple things. I will tell you his $81 a month to get a new system, straightforward, no interest, no anything weird, no usury, no any of that weird stuff, just pay off the system. And then he's telling you, if you need a new system that bad, you'll save that money, I mean, on a monthly basis. It's just as close to a wash as it can be. Here's the bottom line. He's solid. And when you get somebody like Eric, who's on our show and been with our show for a year plus, going, he's solid, okay? It's don't forget, it's TexasHairKing.com. Let's go ahead and play that.
Up next is Bible Trivia, sponsored by Texas Air King, the coolest company in Texas. Make sure your home is comfortable in any weather and contact the AC Coach today. Call or visit him online at TexasAirKing.com.
All right, TexasAirKing.com. Do not forget. Here we go. Here's the Bible. You ready for the Bible Trivia? All right, this is a toughie. It's a little bit tough for those. Just got to think it through. Take your time. Take a deep breath. If the Lord comes back in the next 3 minutes, nothing will matter, okay? Where in the Bible do you find the following words? Behold, I stand at the door and knock. Where in the Bible do you find, behold, I stand at the door and knock? In the meantime, while you're trying to figure that out, don't forget our website, hemustincrease.org. Website, hemustincrease.org, hemustincrease.org. Email David at hemustincrease.org. Facebook, He Must Increase Ministry. YouTube, He Must Increase Ministry. And then also don't forget, if you end up like, yeah, I don't want to do that stuff online, I don't want to give online. By the way, giving online is helpful for us just because it's expedient. I mean, it's simple, and then it's easy to bring everybody's receipts, which everybody's getting by the end of this month, for last year, because we are 100% tax deductible. Yay! Everything's fine there. Yay! But if you end up and you want to do a check, you just send it to the radio station, to KAM 770, and make it Attention David Spoon. And if you're going to make a check out, you make out to HMIM or He Must Increase Ministry, because that's the ministry name. You don't make it out to me, okay? You make it out to the ministry, okay? All right. Solid there. Solid there. I got a lot of text to cover. We got that trivia question online. I think we will go ahead and do DNA because I think some people are really kind of upset. So let's do DNA. Let's recognize what's going on. So there's news. And then tomorrow there's going to be news. And then I found out yesterday evening that the following day after that, there will also be news. Seems like there's a lot of news to me. And so while you have news, you got to figure out, well, while all the stuff's going on and it's up and it's down. And I just remember all the I will say this in the nicest way. I remember all the different portions of my life in the last 20 years. I would say 20 years, where every election was the most important election ever. Every election is the most important election ever. Whenever this one's done, the next election will absolutely be the most important election ever. I mean, it's just what it's going to be. And then they're trying to figure out how to deal with the virus, trying to figure out, you know, is this vaccine works? Does it not work? Are we going to be vaccinated? We don't know. And blah, 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 blah. And it just never stops. And that's not even counting the weather. Or the traffic, for crying out loud. Which in the last couple of days has been pretty good, I will say. All right, so, but Christians need to have a certain way of functioning, a certain way of being, a certain way of everyday functionality with the Lord, no matter what the news is. And that's what we call the Christian DNA, the building blocks of the Christian. So the D stands for draw closer to the Lord.
Daily.
Daily. So that's not a kind of a, so it's like a, you've got to spend time with God. Daily, not weekly. Okay, not it doesn't count when you say, I sat through that sermon, I should get to heaven because I listened to that guy for 30 minutes. That doesn't count. Okay, that's not real. Okay, so D, draw closer to the Lord daily. N, never be ashamed of Jesus and his words. Never be ashamed of Jesus. People might mock you until they might spit at you. You have a responsibility to stand firm in your faith, period. Never be ashamed of Jesus and his words. And A, always be ready
to serve.
To serve. So the two big components here, and what I want you to catch is, on the D, you draw closer to the Lord daily. That's your love for the Lord. And A, always be ready to serve. That's your love for people. And therein lies loving God with all your heart, soul, strength, and mind, and then loving your neighbors you love yourself. Bam. See? That's why it's our DNA. Get it? Okay. All right, let's get into the text one more time. I'll just say it, and then I'll give it at the end. And I don't mind giving the answer at the end as long as T reminds me. Because I forget. I can't help it. Where in the Bible does it say, behold, I stand at the door and knock? If you know that, go ahead and text in or call in. Let me get into this rest of this text. Really important. So what I want you to get is, in the middle of all these things, people are vastly concerned with what's going on around them in the human realm. And what they have forgotten is that Daniel is one of the most powerful prophetic voices in the Bible. In fact, it is actually one of my favorite things to read. Daniel 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5 is like my favorite personal read that I do. It doesn't matter what translation I do it in. And Daniel was under this king called Nebuchadnezzar, and Nebuchadnezzar was no picnic. He had a lot of problems, but it didn't stop Daniel from drawing into the Lord, doing the things of the Lord, speaking for the Lord, and being connected. So I want us to be careful that the enemy doesn't try and neutralize, he's not going to succeed, doesn't mean he's not going to try, to neutralize the church by giving them such fear as to what is coming round the corner. So we got a caller who's calling in. We're going to take that call. Get that trivia question answered, and then I want you to understand where the Lord tells us to be in regards to safety of thought. Okay? All right, here we go. This is David. Who am I talking to?
This is Van.
Hi, brother. How are you?
Blessed and highly favored.
Blessed and highly favored. Don't you love it? I love it. I love that. It's a great greeting, by the way. All right, my good friend. We have a very important passage because a lot of pastors use this at altar calls, don't they? Where in the Bible do you find the following words? Behold, I stand at the door and knock.
That'll be Revelation 3:20.
That is correct, sir! What's most amazing about that is while many evangelists will use that as a pull for people that have never heard the gospel. It is actually, of course, written to the book of Laodicea, and the idea there is for them who are in the church to open up their hearts. Isn't that amazing?
Yes, sir.
That's an amazing process if you think about it. So, excellent. You knew that right away, didn't you?
Yes, sir. I've been reading in that.
Love it. All right, my good friend, thank you so much for calling in.
All right, bless you.
All right, you too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, love that. Great job. All right, so now I want to go back to this portion of this text, and I don't want you to miss this, okay, because many of us have fear as to what's going to be taking place. Listen to 2 Timothy 1:7. God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and of a sound mind. If you're walking around afraid all the time, and I'll tell you this right now, it's so repulsive to me. I want to absolutely throw up when I think of the news outlets that want everybody to live in fear. It's not whether or not we have a challenge to face. It's not whether or not there's something we need to overcome. It's whether or not you're going to approach that like a fearful mouse or like a child of the Most High God. And it, the idea that the news outlets want you to be afraid, if you're not sure why that is, it's because it gives them a better sense of influence and control. But 2 Timothy 1:7 says God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and love, and a sound mind. And that word sound mind comes from the original Greek, the Greek root word sophron, which means sound mind, which means safe thinking. Did you hear that? Safe thinking. I got to read this real fast before our break, so listen to this. Philippians 3:17, join together in following my example, brothers and sisters, just as you have us as a model, keep your eyes on those who live as we do. For as I have told you often before and tell you now again with tears, many live as the enemies of the cross of Christ. Their destiny is destruction, their God is in their stomach, their glory is in their shame, and their mind is set on earthly things. But our citizenship is in heaven, where we eagerly await a Savior from there, the Lord Jesus Christ. You might be a citizen of the United States, but as a Christian, you are first a citizen of heaven. And does that apply to every person that's alive? No. It's to those who are in Christ Jesus, and that Christ Jesus is their Savior, and they have confessed that and acknowledged that. Verse 21, who by the power that enables him to bring everything under his control will transform your lowly bodies so they'll be like his glorious bodies. This is only in Jesus. Sorry. Well, that doesn't seem fair. Too bad. You didn't create heaven. It's not up to you to set the rules. The idea is that our hearts and minds are not supposed to operate in fear, and if you set your mind on earthly things alone, they will, and it'll beat you down. That's why we live by faith and not by sight. That's why we walk like hand in hand with our Lord and Savior, with our minds focused in on the kingdom of God. Seek first the kingdom. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
Can't stand the guilt, can't stand the shame. It may be far.
Thanks for listening to David Spoon on KAAM. Bible trivia is sponsored by Texas Air King, the coolest company in Texas. Trust the AC coach to take care of your heating and cooling needs. Call or visit him online today at TexasAirKing.com.
The Christian faith is being attacked. 50 years ago, people would disagree with Christianity, but with a sense of respect. Those days are over. The rage, the flesh, the enemy, and the atmosphere of sin is growing and growing. Jesus said in Matthew 24, "The love of many will grow cold." And if it's not the end now, it's certainly a lot closer than it was yesterday. You may be from a Baptist background. David Spoon has that. You may have a Pentecostal background. He has that too. You may have a non-denominational background. Yep, he's got that as well. You may be from the Church of Christ, Presbyterian, Methodist, Church of God, or some other denomination. But if you're looking for a show that's Bible-based, Spirit-led, and a bit nutty, give David a listen for a while. If you like it, great. If not, no worries. The David Spoon Experience. Weekdays at 2 on God Country, Texas, 770 KAAM.
Because if there is no resurrection, there is no eternal being. Do you understand? It's not like we all do an osmosis and become part of some gaseous cloud that hangs around Jupiter, and that's how we get one with the universe. That's rubbish. Jesus Christ died on the cross, was buried, and 3 days later was raised from the dead. And every single book in the New Testament testifies to that fact.
The David Spoon Experience.
Moving is hard. It's a moment that everyone dreads. But wait, there's an answer. Jesus can help. And for the moving parts, Men of God Moving is there for you. Men of God Moving is a full-service Christian moving company that is locally owned and operated, serving the entire Dallas and Fort Worth area. Men of God Moving helps with homes, apartments, offices, long and short distance relocations, and so much more. They offer packing and unpacking services, loading and unloading, assembling and disassembling, plus many other helpful services. Tell them you heard it on the David Spoon Experience and receive a substantial discount. Substantial means a whole bunch. Call them at 817-707-7672 or go to their website, menofgodmoving.com. That's menofgodmoving.com. And check them out on Facebook. The Lord's Word says, serve wholeheartedly as if you were serving the Lord, not men. Ephesians 6:7. Allow Men of God Moving the privilege of serving you. And listen to Johnny Hill, the owner, often on the David Spoon Experience. To hear his testimony, reach out to Men of God Moving. Johnny's testimony will move you. God bless.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Do not forget about September and Glenn and livinginhisgrip.com. That is their website. Plus, September did get through that surgery, but now they're double checking on diagnosis for that which they pulled out. And that's where it gets a little more scary, you know. And I've had, you know, I've had family members, you know, succeed, get through process, and I've had other family members that didn't. So I understand it's just difficult. And this is why these petitions and these prayers are important to me. If the Lord desires and so forth does, you petition and he grants, and then things change. And that's what miracles are all about, asking God to bring heaven into earth at the moment. And the answer is he does not do that all the time, despite all the fantastic television and radio preachers and tent preachers that say it happens all the time. No, it doesn't. Okay, it does for Jesus, did for the 12 once they got things rolling. It did not, by the way, for the 12 in the beginning, because they didn't quite get it all or didn't quite understand the authority. If you remember, they were like, why couldn't we cast that spirit out? That's called not doing it. That's what I would call that. And so, but what we do find out is that on the exact opposite side of that, it's not that God says no every single time. And like, so the answer then is, well, what do you do? If God doesn't say yes every time, he doesn't say no every time, what do? You try. That's what you do. That's what people do. That's how you function as a Christian. That's how you live daily as a Christian. That's the real Christian stuff. Instead of trying to, well, everybody should be like this, or everybody should have this, or let's put on our smiley face, or let's do nothing but pout. It's like ridiculous. Be a regular human being engaged in a relationship with God. And when you come across something that's difficult, or when you face something that's superbly hard and you can't quite wrap around it, you petition the Lord and ask him for help. He may grant you immediate relief. He might grant you relief over time. He might not grant you relief. But if you don't ask, then it won't be answered. And Jesus gave that exact command, ask, and it will be answered. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and it shall be opened to you. So to not do it is to disobey Jesus. Sorry, I didn't predict it. Said this 1,000 times. All my material is 2,000 years old or older. That's all I'm saying. It's not new. Okay. All right, let's do our next trivia question. Speaking of which, because we're kind of right in the same zone, if you understand this, here is the trivia question. Who said, "Silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, I give you"? Who said that? Very interesting. In the meantime, don't forget about our website, hemustincrease.org. Website, hemustincrease.org, hemustincrease.org. Email David at hemustincrease.org. Facebook, He Must Increase Ministry. YouTube, He Must Increase Ministry. All right. So, and then don't forget also, you can say if you want to do a check, you send it to their station, just attention David Spoon, to HMIM or He Must Increase Ministry. That's the kind of the, I use that with the bank because I don't like writing it out. He Must Increase Ministry. Or I just go HMIM. I set that up ahead of time so I could be dumb and make it easy. I got somebody answering the trivia question. Here we go. This is David. Who am I talking to?
Hi, Brother Dave. This is Brother Ace.
Hey, Brother Ace. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you, sir.
All right. I've been praying for you lots, too, because I just feel like the Lord's got some blessing for you coming. So I just want you to be ready.
Amen.
All right.
Well, I receive it by faith.
All right. May the Lord grant it. All right, my good friend. So who said, "Silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, I give you"?
What, would that be Peter?
That is correct, sir! Mm-hmm. So the interesting thing about this whole text is it's important for us to recognize that, you know, some people will look to us and expect silver and gold. That's what the guy was looking for. Peter didn't have that, but he had the kingdom that he could bring. And he was a vessel of the kingdom, and that's what he brought to him.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Is that great? I love that.
Amen. Amen. That's the power of heaven.
Amen. Absolutely. Well, thank you, brother. I appreciate it so much.
I sure appreciate your prayers, Brother Dave. Thank you so much, David.
Yeah.
And may the Lord bless you and your house. And as always, heal all that's not whole. We'll make it whole again.
Amen.
In the Jesus' blood and name.
In Jesus' name. Amen, brother. Amen. God bless you.
Thank you, Dave.
Okay. Bye-bye. That's right. So we have people texting you. Job texters. The texters also called in and got it right. Good job. Bam. Good job. All right. Let's do a little bit of history, and then I'm going to get the rest of this message. So let's start history.
Let's go living in the past. Let's go living in the past.
All right, people. Now, the first one I'm going to announce to you today is the only one that I think is extremely important in the context of please do this. What's that? Today is National Take Down Your Christmas Tree Day. This is the day. This is it. You know, you had Christmas, and then you had after Christmas, you had like 6 days. Everybody gets to run it through New Year's. That's cool. No problems. Nobody's got any issues. Okay? That's fine. Right? Now, it's the 6th. Okay. Take it down. Okay? Is that fair? Like, take it down. That's enough, okay?
That's fair.
It's supposed to be celebratory. It's not supposed, you know, okay, take it down. We're done. It's also National Shortbread Day. Okay. Are you a big shortbread fan? I'm not that big, right? It's like some people are going to call it. I'm going to get an email going, how dare you not like shortbread? It seems small to me.
Yeah.
Or short, right?
Right. Okay. A little short.
Okay. It's also National Cuddle Up Day. That has to do with your pets or people, but your pets, you know, primarily you cuddle up with your pets. And we have a wonderful, I love our dog, Levi. He's getting older. You can tell he's getting older. And that's when it gets sad, you know, sadder. But he's just, for 10 years, he's the most bizarre. That dog is, I'm going to tell stories about that at 1:30. This is a dog that ran full blast through the screen. You know, he's a good dog. And if you turn your head when there's food, it's gone. It's just, it's not even there. It's gone. It's not, you can't get mad at him because we feed him by hand, but it's just gone before you're like, you know, and he is the most patient dog. Let me just say this. You ever see somebody just look and stare at you? I mean, you know, 5 seconds, 10 seconds, you know, it gets a, he can just stare at you for like 3 or 4 straight minutes. I mean, 3 or 4 straight, just looking at you. Like, where's mine? that's patience. I don't have that. Also on this day in, oh, I have to do this one, 1948. This is for all of you who are a little older. In 1948, The Treasure of Sierra Madre was Oscar-winning Humphrey Bogart's classic movie. And this is where the great, great movie line came. Badges! We ain't got no badges! We don't need no badges! I don't have to show you any stinking badges. Everybody who smiled, you're just like me. You're just plus 50. It's like you just like, oh, yeah, I got that. Just so you can know. All right, let's just move on because I can't do anything with that. Just think Blazing Saddles, too, for those that don't know. Badges! Anyway, so what we're talking about is having a tremendous amount of understanding that being earthly grounded is not a wise mentality. You might have a citizenship here on earth, right? But your actual eternal, the one that counts, the one that lasts more than 90 years or 95 years citizenship is in heaven. And those who only have a citizenship on earth are not going to be enjoying the after thereof. So let's understand what the key is to all of this stuff we're talking about. It's not about here. I just can't say that any clearer. When people write materials that are Christian materials and they focus on earthly things, they miss something that Jesus said drastically, which is talking about our treasure being in heaven. And when Rick Warren wrote the Purpose-Driven Life, his first line in the first book, the first line of the book was, "It's not about you." And it's like, that's a big shocker. Well, here's that next big line. It's not about here. 2 Corinthians 4:16-18. Therefore, we do not lose heart, though outwardly we are wasting away, yet inwardly we are being renewed day by day. For our light and momentary troubles are achieving for us an eternal glory that far outweighs them all. So we fix our eyes not on what is seen, but what is unseen, since what is seen is temporary, but what is unseen is eternal. Now, let me say something very carefully, truthfully, semi-courageously. I love being an American. I love being in America. I've been to other countries, not nearly the quality that America is. But America is temporary. And if you don't understand that, you're going to have some big problems. Every country right now on earth is temporary and not eternal. Only the citizenship in heaven is eternal. Now, will you see the passing away of America in your lifetime? Probably not. But is it temporary? Absolutely. And is it worthy to be compared to heaven, of which we hold our citizenship? Not a chance. Before I am any other thing, including an American, I am a Christian first. Got that? All right. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
Most of my life, it feels like I've been running.
The David Spoon Experience is now run by He Must Increase Ministry. What this means is that we are no longer operating as a regular business, but as a nonprofit ministry that is devoted to increasing the ministry of Jesus Christ. Our mission is to educate, encourage, and entertain Bible believers, the wounded and forgotten believers, and the not yet believers through biblical truths. We are funded by listeners like yourselves and ministry partners that want to provide sponsorships for the show. Your donations are 100% tax deductible. And the great news is, if you donate to our ministry and help us advance the kingdom of God, we won't give you a thing. That's right, you'll get no special prize or gimmick. You won't ever get an anointed Bible or penny in acrylic so that you're never penniless, or a guarantee that you'll become rich just because you gave. Your giving will support our unique idea of biblical encouragement. And what you'll receive is a receipt for your giving at the end of the year. It's all about sowing and reaping. Cast your bread upon the water and it will return to you. And if you sow bountifully, you will reap bountifully. But you'll be laying up treasures in heaven. And that's the most excellent place to receive the best return for the longest time on your investment. What happens if you don't give? Nothing. Except more commercials like this one. Let's spare everyone from more commercials like this one. Go to hemustincrease.org. That's hemustincrease.org. And give if you're led to and if you're able to. Let's keep the show going and help increase its time and reach. You must like this show a little bit because, after all, you're hearing this commercial, right? Thank you.
What is the David Spoon experience?
It's because heaven is not some statuesque place where people go there and then freeze. Wait, I'm in heaven. I'm standing. Nope, I can't sit. Wait, no, I'm in heaven. I'm sitting. No, wait, I can't stand. Where does that kind of concept of heaven come from? Well, is he standing or is he sitting? I'm going to go with he's doing both. He's standing on this one. He's sitting on this one. Over there, he could be doing a Scooby-Doo act. I don't know what he's doing. All I know is that heaven is not about frozen people that don't move. And if we don't get a better handle on what heaven is, we're going to lose our communication of our hope to a hope that's based on 72 virgins, which guarantees you after 73 times, it's not the fun it was the 72 times. It's so ridiculous. And that's the hope we're not winning on? You have got to be kidding me.
The David Spoon Experience.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. I actually feel sorry for T, for Jennifer, and for all of Texas, starting on Monday. If you think you've heard stuff thus far, oh my. That's what I'm going to say. I'm getting to that point now where you get to the point where you never say anything inappropriate, but you can say stuff where I'm too old to care. It's like, I don't care. All right, so just bear with me. Yes, I have a lot of pride and arrogance, and yes, God tells me that on a regular basis, and yes, I have to repent every day. Let's get into our last trivia question. For today, where is it located? Okay, so this is a kind of a location. Where is it located in the scriptures where Paul, so that should help you right there. That should give you a quicker nail down right there. Where Paul said, when I was a child, I spake as a child, I understood as a child, I thought as a child. Where is that? It's like, when I was a kid, I thought like a kid. Now, see how this all connects? I didn't even think about this. But here he's talking about people and having – we're talking today about having our mindsets in the right places. And here Paul's like going, yeah, when I was a kid, I thought like a kid. It's like, yeah, we got to stop that. We got to kind of – what's the word we want to use? We got to grow up. Oh, that's it. Now, me, I have a harder time than most people. But I'm just saying there's got to be maturity in the thinking, right? Okay. All right, here we go. And this is David. Who am I talking to?
Hi, David. This is Mary.
Hi, Mary. So wonderful to hear your voice.
Well, thank you. Hey, I wanted to tell you I got in at the end of one of your messages the other day when you went on the air. And you were talking about Isaiah 43, verse 16 and 17.
Okay.
So anyway, I picked up the book and read, but I like 18. Well, I think you mentioned 18 when it talked about forgetting the past and reaching forward.
Yep.
To what's what's ahead.
Great. That's right.
Yeah, you,
forget the former things and do not dwell in the past. See, I'm doing a new thing. That,
yes, right.
That's it.
Yeah, I didn't know. You know, for some reason, there's just parts of Isaiah that I know. I don't know the, there's a lot I don't know. I have a few favorites. Like, I like Isaiah 35, for instance.
Yeah.
Isaiah 53. Isaiah 5 is all about the birth of Israel. So, anyway, okay.
All right. That's good, though. I'm glad that you shared that. All right. Now, do you know the answer to the trivia question?
I believe so.
Okay, I'll let you go. So where do we find where Paul says, when I was a child, I spoke like a child, I understood like a child, I thought like a child?
1 Corinthians 13.
That is correct, Mary! You are right. That is where it is. It's amazing that people don't recognize that in the midst of the love chapter that's used at most weddings, that the end of the verse, it's like, hey, don't be immature. It's like,
yeah, that's for sure. Yeah, but sometimes we are a little bit. Sometimes it's kind of fun to be silly.
That's awesome.
Well, I think sometimes it's kind of fun to be silly. Well, anyway, that's what I call it, being silly. Or sometimes you just tease. Be a teaser, you know? Tease somebody about something.
Yep. Yep.
Yeah.
That's right.
Oh.
Excellent job, Mary. I love it. Thank you so much for calling in. It's such a delight to have you on the show.
Well, thank you. Thank you.
All right.
Lord bless you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right. We just got him rolling today. I mean, we're just having one of those, you know, we've had like 3 really good shows in a row.
We have.
I'm really kind of happy about that. All right. So I got a few minutes. I want to close this out. I want to make sure. We didn't cover anything, did we? Website. Don't forget the website. Go ahead and play the website. Website, hemustincrease.org, hemustincrease.org. Email David at hemustincrease.org. Facebook, He Must Increase Ministry. YouTube, He Must Increase Ministry. Just to keep it simple, I know a lot of people like the show, and we've been doing okay. We did pretty good this first year, so we're just asking everybody to help us out so we can do good this next year. We're looking for it to be a wonder year, and we got more time, so we need a little bit more. What's the expression? Do-re-mi. That's what we need in order to make it happen. All right, so let's get into the close on this text. So we've been talking about setting our hearts on things above, and the way we do that is we set our mind on things above. That's exactly how you functionally, practically do it. And then we talked about having safe thinking, which is Sa's friend in the Greek, 2 Timothy 1:7, talking about God not giving us a spirit of fear, but of love, power, love, and a sound mind. That's safe thinking. God gives us that safe thinking. We escape it. We, by the way, are the ones that escape the safe thinking that he creates for us. And then we spent a decent amount of time understanding that what we're going through now, it's nothing. It is nothing. There's more coming. And if we can't live in that eternal perspective, we're not following what Jesus said specifically. And what he said specifically, just so we can make sure that nobody misses this, is Matthew 6:19-21. Do not store up for yourselves treasures on earth where moth and vermin destroy, and where thieves break in and steal. But store up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where moth and vermin do not destroy, where thieves do not break in. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. So Jesus tells us, look, it's not that you're not living on the earth, but how you live on the earth is what matters. Okay? And there is this point where the earthly journey, whether it's 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, 80, 90, 100 years, less or more, it comes to a termination point. It stops. And then you face God. Now, the eschatological problem, is that the big judgment? Is that this? I don't know. I mean, yeah, go with whatever you're good with. I don't care. You're going to face God. And when you face God, you better recognize that this portion of the journey is infinitesimal. It's super small compared to what the next portion of the journey is. And if we lose sight of that, then we live in fear. And Jesus said, don't do that. Live your life where heaven is where your treasure is. That's why you get passages like Hebrews 11, 13 through 16. I'm not even going to read it, but we're aliens and we're strangers and we're not stuck in this world. This is just a stepping stone to what's next. And people are like, well, everybody's going to make it. And say, well, then if that's true, Jesus is a liar. So pick. Because that's not what he said. And the bottom line is, if you believe that Jesus died on the cross, was buried, and 3 days later rose again, and that he died for your sins, and you acknowledge and surrender to God, you're saved. You're not going to be doing anything to add to that salvation, but you can't start that belief and then quit it. You got to keep believing that, and you got to keep living that, and you got to keep living with eternity in mind and with Jesus in the picture. And you got to keep thinking of it in the framework of heaven and thinking of it in laying treasures up in heaven. And you think, well, David, there's a lot of pain and people die and people get hurt and there's a lot of unanswered questions. There sure are. How'd you like to go through all this stuff without Jesus? Wouldn't that even be just the worst? Well, that's what those other people do. They're just like, oh, I just see what happens. It's like, what kind of life is that? We live our lives, the scripture says in 1 Peter, with a living hope. This isn't a joke. This is our life. We might be called to lay down our life for the Lord. I don't know what the Lord will put each and every one of us through, but we certainly need to be willing to do whatever the Lord sets before us. It's part of our DNA that we've been talking about. And we need to be willing to serve and to honor God in all things. And sometimes doing that's not very popular, by the way. Just in case you don't know this, there's a tremendous amount of popularity for people on the left, tremendous popularity for people on the right, but there's none of those crossovers, right? And there's even less popularity for people that are like, I'm not going to turn left or right. I'm not going to turn right or left. I'm going to be top center. I'm going to go with God first. Hey, that's not popular. Tough. Because the left and the right don't have a heaven to put me in. And that premise is how we live. And I think, yeah, but David, you know, I can be afraid. I know you can be afraid. That's why you come to God for comfort. He's the God of all comfort, not some, all. And we do this by keeping our brain safe, and we keep our brain safe by keeping it focused with Jesus in our thoughts and with eternity as the goal. And you don't let anybody or anything or any circumstance move you from that. Okay? All right. All right, folks, you've been listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Taking a 23-hour break, then we'll come back. More Insanity with Spoonanity. Talk to you then.
The views expressed in the preceding program were those of the speakers and not necessarily those of KAAM, DJRD Broadcasting, or its sponsors.